I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week with me, Sally LePage. And this week's question is a canine conundrum, as Beth asks...
My dog is always licking her fur but never gets a hairball. Why don't dogs get hairballs?
A hairy question indeed. So we've coughed up three animal aficionados to help get to the root cause. And to start, we've got Nick Sutton, Science Communications Advisor at the Kennel Club.
Well, actually, dogs do sometimes get hairballs, as can rabbits, ferrets, cows, and even humans. When animals groom themselves, any hair they swallow usually passes through their digestive tract and is excreted in their feces. If too much hair is swallowed, or if it wraps around any food items, it can form a clump that's too big to pass out of the stomach. As more hair is swallowed, it clings to this mass and begins to grow in size. Once it's big enough to cause discomfort, the affected animal will usually vomit it up, as long as they can vomit, unlike cows and other ruminants.
You know, I had never thought about whether cows can vomit until now. Of course, cats famously get hairballs, so why is Beth's dog hairball-free when her feline friends aren't?
Hairballs are a lot less common in dogs than cats, and this is for a number of reasons.
That's Justine Shotton, Junior Vice President at the British Veterinary Association.
First of all, dogs do lick themselves, particularly their paws, for example, but they don't groom their whole bodies in the same way that cats do. Cats also have tongues with small backwards pointing spines, which can help them to groom their entire bodies and pick up a lot of fur in the process, particularly if they're long haired. Dogs' tongues are much softer, as you'll know if one of your canine friends has ever given you an affectionate lick.
And it's not just that dogs swallow less fur, they also find it easier to digest, as Anne Hohenhaus, staff doctor at NYC's Animal Medical Centre, explains.
Cats are obligate carnivores, meaning they are designed to eat meat. Carnivores have a shorter digestive tract than omnivores and vegetarians because digestion of meat is simpler than digestion of a vegetarian or omnivorous diet. Dogs are omnivores and thus have a longer digestive tract, which may be better at digesting hair than the short cat digestive tract.
And finally, it's still worth keeping watch if your dog does get hairballs.
Although it's unusual for dogs to get hairballs, they may be more prone to them if they have longer hair or if they lick themselves more often. If your dog does get a hairball, it could be a sign that they're licking themselves to relieve stress or anxiety or to soothe any areas that are painful, uncomfortable or itchy.
If you notice your dog vomiting up hairballs or passing a lot of hair in its poo, do always speak to your vet for advice.
Our next question of the week is this short but puzzling question from Henk.
Is lava wet?
If you think you've got the answer, we'd love to hear it on our forum over at nakedscientists.com/forum, or if you'd like to ask a question of your own, email chris@nakedscientists.com. I've been Sally LePage, and until next time, goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.